Number 8 says play duets with yourself. Record different but complementary rhythms on each track. So it's very interesting. I have a YouTube video of myself doing a duet, me playing a duet with myself. Actually, I have two of them. One is Stella by Starlight. It says Stella by Starlight guitar duet. That's the name of it. So if you go to YouTube and type in Dennis Wing Stella by Starlight guitar duet, you would find it. And then the other one says in a mellow tone jazz guitar duet. And my student asked me when he saw that video when I posted it, he said, did you use a metronome? And the answer was yes. Both tracks were recorded to a metronome. So they stay in sync with each other perfectly. But if I do, which I'm going to do right now, I'm going to do a duet of There Is No Greater Love, which is one of the tunes I'm working on for my new Latin jazz album. And I'm not going to use a metronome. And then I'll play the other track back over it and see how I can, you know, interact with myself with no metronome. And here's the results of the experiment. It wasn't easy, for sure. You can judge for yourself how well or poorly I stayed together with myself. And by the way, this is what it's like playing with a bass player, like just guitar and bass, for example. And there's a lot of space, and you have to really listen to the other person. Like if you, for some reason, get off the time, you have to listen to their phrasing and be like, okay, where's their one? Where are they feeling the one? I got to match up with that to some extent, you know? And then they do that with you, and you stay in sync. Because you got each other's backs. Not that, you know, you hopefully neither one of you is wildly fluctuating, but, you know, there's a certain percentage of listening to make sure you're staying in time with them. Thank you.
Thank you.